Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of May 12, 2015 to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Second. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'm a yes. Motion carried. We had minutes of the regular meeting of April 21st and the budget workshop April 23rd. Any questions, concerns, or corrections, either one of those sets of minutes?
No.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy?
You can tell, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. I've basically always kept everything underneath the 5-acre zoning for my questions and comments because that's what pertained to me the most. But I looked at the over five acres, and under the AR put the permitted uses on a farm of 5 acres or more, a building or land may use for the following purposes. And this is getting into where you go down to number two. It says dog kennels, commercial provided, then any open pens, etc. for dog kennels. But the problem that has is you come back to special uses. Under the special uses under the AR permitted, it comes back in and says commercial dog kennels again. Is where I'm going with this is looking at is still I would like a definition for the farm. The word farm. I think with everything the code the way it's written, it still comes up. But if it says on a farm of 5 acres, if you have two identical 5.1 acre lots next to each other and somebody wants to put a dog kennel, one is doing some farming activity, can he just walk in and get a dog kennel permit? The other person next door just has a couple tomato plants. Does he have to go to special uses for a dog kennel permit? That's all I'm trying to say is by reading it, it doesn't make sense with this farm, and I still come into it, the farm should have all the rights in the world, but it needs a definition like the other counties and a lot of the other states has. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item of business is the wastewater agreement number 733-7, which is Sussex County project number 8104 for Bishop's Landing. Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This information was contained in your packet. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 733-7, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Dove Barrington Development LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bishop's Landing Phase 2, located in the Millville expansion of Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council. Motion to approve, Mr.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes, motion to approve.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next item of business is a rules of procedure amendment. Recall last week we discussed the failure to appear ordinance, whereby we amended the county code to reflect the opportunity for an applicant to come back before the county council or the planning and zoning commission should they fail to appear for reasons that are beyond their control. Our legal staff has recommended that we also amend our rules of procedure for the county to reflect this change in code. We developed the new rule 10.11, which was contained in this week's packet, and it lays out what would happen should someone fail to appear and addresses some of the concerns that were brought up last week, specifically Mr. Cole asking for detailed facts to demonstrate the applicant's failure to appear was beyond their control. There are five items listed in the new rule, such as emergency medical situation, death of a family member, automobile accident, failure to receive proper notice, and other reasons that may demonstrate extenuating circumstances or an event or condition that prohibited the applicant's appearance. The new rule lays out the applicant's responsibility of providing supporting documentation, such as a physician's note, hospital admissions form, police report, and other forms. I believe this captures everyone's concerns, and unless you have specific questions, we have a motion to incorporate this into the County Council's rules of procedure.
Any questions from Council? Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council amends the rules of procedure to include Rule 10.11 as read and adopts the updated rules of procedure as presented.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arnett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next item is the Administrator's Report for May 12, 2015. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet May 18th at 10 a.m. at the Milton Cheer Center, 24855 Brock Hill Road in Milton. Anthony Del Franco, Director of Marketing for Cheer, will be speaking on Cheer Centers in Sussex County, and Ann Gorin, Delaware Office of Volunteerism, will speak on Delaware Volunteer 50-plus program. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item number two, attached, please find the call statistics for the fire and ambulance call board for April 2015. There were 14,419 total calls handled for the month of April. Of those 911 calls in April, 78% were made from wireless phones. Item number three, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Warrington Creek Phase 5, aka Sawgrass South, received substantial completion effective May 7th, 2015.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see if there's something we can do quickly here without, we got a 10:15 advertised public hearing. Well, I guess not.
New grant. There's only one grant.
Mr. Godwin's legislative update.
Go to council members' comments and let Sam go first. That'll take up some time.
Mr. Godwin, how long do you think you'll be, sir?
Excuse me?
How long do you think your report will be?
I can do it 3 minutes if you want.
Jump up here, big boy. Thank you.
Depends on the questions.
Yes.
Comments.
Good man.
To try and update you, excuse me, Mr. President, members of council, allow me to try and update you on what's going on in Dover lately, primarily with the 148th General Assembly. As we go through our list of bills that we're watching, the ones that I just want to lift out to you today are the one that I want to bring to your attention the most is Senate Bill 66 has had two amendments offered for it. This is the bill that pertains to the land bank, where a jurisdiction such as yours could take ownership of abandoned derelict properties if you chose to. After you formed a land bank, there have been two lengthy amendments added last Thursday and Friday, and I would really feel much more comfortable after going through the amendments and the bill with the length and the degree of change that perhaps before you want to give me instructions on how to address this bill, we might be best served if we have our legal department go through the bill in detail with the amendments so that he can then advise you on the details of how you would establish a land bank and how it would work. I think I understand it, but not being an attorney, I would not want to give you advice on such a detailed bill that wasn't proper. So I would like to ask you to request legal assistance if you want to participate in taking a position on this Senate Bill 66.
Okay.
First question would be, if this was passed as it's written now, would we be required?
No.
No. So we still have the option.
It's an empowering piece of legislation.
Okay.
We have the opportunity.
Yeah, the amendments have been lengthy. And I was going through it again this morning, and it's quite detailed. And I think it would be best if we had someone
Well, the other next follow-up on that would be if it's optional, is it optional what we include in it? Do we have to include 100% of some of the state legislation? No. Are there certain requirements, stipulations that are mandated if we adopt it, if we choose to adopt it? Or couldn't we adopt a land bank, trust bank, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
And then set up our own standards?
Yes. That's part of the amendments are details as to how the land bank, who's on the land bank, who serves on their board of directors and what their authorities are. Mm-hmm. And that's why I would feel better with Mr. Moore taking a look at this and trying to give you advice from my layman's position here with the bills.
Sure. Okay.
It's pretty detailed in the land bank structure and how it functions.
One other follow-up question, if I may, Mr. President, and that would be, in other words, is this really 100% or nothing? Or is there an opportunity for us to personalize it for Sussex Countyans?
You could, if you formed a land bank, you do not have to buy every property that's empty. It gives you the opportunity to buy these properties at sheriff sale. And, of course, it's our sheriff that's having the sale. So it gives you some internal control there. But if there were a property coming up for sheriff sale that you thought we would have an interest in owning and then putting it back in the private sector, you may want to do that. And that's what this legislation is designed to do.
Well, can't we do that now?
I don't
ever, Tom?
I don't know.
Can't we go to be a participant at a sheriff sale and buy something, and then this council decide that we would fix it up and remarket it? Or, I mean, don't we have the ability to do that?
I believe the intent of this legislation was in order to get rid of abandoned homes, so to go in and improve neighborhoods, buy properties back, do rehabs. I believe that was the thought process behind this. I do not know all of the other reasons and what's been set forth here, but I think it was also an issue on how this program would be funded as opposed to something being done. You know, I would assume that the council could decide if you wanted to buy a piece of property that you could do it. Obviously, council has the right to buy properties. The council buys properties. I've never seen a situation where they've bought something at a sheriff's sale before.
Right, but it appears to me we could do that, and if we wanted to rehab properties, we could. I just get concerned that if we were forced to do this, this county could be the proud owner of a bunch of stuff in this county that just is not marketable.
I have not done a detailed study of this proposed legislation. However, I've looked at it. It is not a mandatory program.
Well, I would say if they're not sold at in the marketplace, being the sheriff sale, if it's rejected by all those people that are, you know, looking for properties like this to fix up and make money, why would we want it? I mean, then the county, then taxpayers get stuck with some real problem properties.
Again, the intent was to buy several properties so then they can put them at rehab and get them back on the tax roll is the intent. However, you know,
Is that not the purpose of why there are investors in this world? truly, I think we talked about this last time, and I don't want to get in long dissertation because it's already 10:16 now, I think it is. But nonetheless, you know, private sector, that's what their role is. Government should not be getting involved in the real estate business, in my opinion.
Sorry, sir, for running over my 3 minutes.
You did a fine. It wasn't your fault, sir.
Cole's fault.
There's only one other bill that I want to bring your attention to, not that I think we have a position on it, but it doesn't surprise any of us that there's a bill in the House, number 140, which will raise a number of fees in the Department of Motor Vehicles. That was just introduced on Friday.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to report, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we're at the time for our public hearing. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place for public hearing on the Kilby expansion of Long Neck Sewer District. There will be a presentation from the engineering office at that point. After that presentation, there will be opportunity for questions from council, and then the public will have an opportunity to comment on this. Would you like to take the podium, please?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I appeared before council on March 31st, 2015 for permission to prepare and post notices for the Kilby expansion of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The area includes parcel 234, map 23, parcel 116.06, property owned by Rita Jamerson Gray and Rita Kilby, and it's located on Bay Farm Road in Long Neck, Delaware. The expansion is based on a letter dated March 17, 2015 from the landowner in which he requests annexation into the district. The property is able to gain sewer service by connecting to an existing lateral that was previously placed at the road right-of-way. The expansion will consist of approximately 0.59 acres. The property owner will be responsible for system connection charges of $4,100 per ADU, which is based on the rates from July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2015. The parcel and the surrounding areas were posted according to state law for a public hearing. To date, we have not heard any comments in support or in opposition of the expansion. Are there any questions?
Any questions to council?
All down that whole street, they left. We put laterals in for that other side while we were in the ground. Is that what you're saying? Or this one has one put in when we?
There's already an existing lateral for the parcel, correct?
Pointing that side. So we did that with other parcels on that side of the road.
All the parcels on the south side do have laterals.
We were a little proactive and.
Yes.
Did that.
We were.
Okay.
Yes.
So we don't have to tear up any roadways.
That's correct.
But if you go into the interior of that older subdivision, that takes some other engineering, right? Or
talk about River Breeze.
Well, just those interior lots. If somebody in the interior there wanted to get sewer service, it would be pretty tricky then, wouldn't it?
They are part of our planning area for Long Neck.
Yeah, right.
Correct, but there, there's no laterals or anything.
Nothing going for it. Okay.
Any other questions from council? Just for the record, the person speaking was Anthony DiGiuseppe Jr. from the engineering office. Is there anyone from the public that would like to comment on this? Is there anyone here from the public that would like to comment? Mr. President, seeing none, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We'll close public hearing, close public comment. And Mr. Moore, if you read the short title.
Yes, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, LNSSD, to include lands of Rita M. and Rita Jamerson Kilby, tax ID 234-23.00-116.06, being situated in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
To approve the resolution as read. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to back up to Mr. Lawson and his budget presentation.
Thank you, Mr. President.